All right, we're up to page 110. We finished page 109. We're up to page 110. Simtof Kuf Mem Tes. Ois Hey. Okay, so we're learning about the laws of the Dalit Soimais. The Gemara Sham Darish Mikroi the Zecharia the Bizman Hamidush Hayu Had Soimais Elu L'Sasayin U'L'Simcha. The Gemara Darish, and I want to talk about this soon later on. Is that the pasuk in Zechariah says that the day will come when these fast days will turn into days of sasayin v'simcha. Now this is very interesting. Is that the way he interprets the Gemara Yerach HaShulchan is this has already come true in the time of the Bayis Sheni. Okay, there was a prediction. The fast days were instituted as part of the Churban Bayis Rishon, and then approximately 70 years later, the fast days came to an end and were transformed into days of Sasayin v'Simcha, days of Yom Tov. So one more time, I say the Gemara Sham Darish Mikroi from the Psukim that are found in Sefer Zechariah, the Bizman Hamikdash during the time of the Bayis Sheni, Hayu Hatzaymoi, so these four fast days were transformed into L'Sasayin u'L'Simcha. And likewise, there will be a once again Sasa L'Simcha during the time of Mashiach. V'chein yiyya l'asalavo l'alasid im yirtza Hashem. U'v'zman ha'churban. I'm going to talk about it later on. Did they fast Tisha B'Av during the time of the Bayis Sheni? So it's a very interesting time. But the way he interpreted the Orach HaShulchan is a very big controversy. And every Rishon throws his hat into the argument. There's a Ramban, and there's a Rashba, a Tosfos, and then the big Chiddush is the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam says some very bizarre things, and that is subject to interpretation of what exactly was the opinion of the Rambam. So that we'll discuss a little bit later on. But Erech HaShulchan is saying something very fascinating. He just says, as a matter of fact, that during the time of the Bayis Sheni, these days, not only were they not fast days, which includes Tisha B'Av, of course, and includes certainly Shavuos B'Tammuz, they were days of Sasayin and Simcha. They were days of Yom Tov. And for that matter, when it's going to be the Bayis Shlishi, again, it will be days of Sasayin and Simcha. V'zman HaChorban, the Amenu B'nei Yisrael during the time of the Churban Bayis Hamikdash means now, and Bizman our nation B'nei Yisrael Shuruyin B'tzar Chayavim Lehisano. So he writes over here that Bizman Hazeh we have an obligation to fast once again. V'Have Oisa the Divrei V'Have Essay the Divrei Kabbalah. Who instituted these fast days? The Nevi'im. It's not a D'oraisa, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. It's not a D'rabbanan. It's stronger than a D'rabbanan. D'rabbanan came along after the Bayis Sheni. This is something which was instituted during the time of the Nevi'im. So it's not say Divrei Kabbalah. V'chol Yisrael kibbal leim, they were makabal this mitzvah upon themselves. V'zman she'ein shruyim b'tzar ratzu roiv hatzibor ratzu. Roy Vatzibor, and when we're not in a state of tzad, I'll read the words and I'll explain what it means. Rotsu Roy Vatzibor Misan, and Loy Rotsu Ain Misan. They don't have to fast. And that basically means as follows. Let me give some background. And everything he's saying over here is really, he's giving us some major interpretations, and that is, there are three different tukufas. There's something called something called Sasayin, at least in the terms of the Gemara. It's the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah. There's something called Sasayin. Number two is Tsar. And number three is Ratzu. And the Gemara says, we have a contradiction. It says in the Pasuk that these, the Tsoim Haravi, the Tsoim Hachamishi, the Tsoim Hoasiri, and the Tsoim Hoasiri, Yihyeh l'sasayin u'l'simcha. So the Gemara is a question, we have a contradiction. It first calls it a tsoim, and then it calls it sasayin and simcha. So what is it? Are these days of tsoim, or are they days of sasayin and simcha? So the Gemara says the truth is there are three different levels. When it's a time of tsar, time of pain, when the Jewish people are persecuted, then it's a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah tsoim. When it's a time of sasayin, and what is called sasayin? L'chore means when there is a Beis HaMikdash and we're not being persecuted, because just because the Beis HaMikdash does not mean we're not being persecuted. Because during the time of the Bayis Sheni, there was the Beis HaMikdash, and there were chunks of time during the time of the Beis HaMikdash when we were persecuted. Time of Hanukkah, middle of Hanukkah, the other times, all over, the very end, certainly there was times of persecution. And scattered throughout the 420 years, there were tekufos, when even though there was the Beis HaMikdash, there was persecution. That is not called sasain. That is called tzom. So if you have a time of tsar, there's no Beis HaMikdash, or even if there is a Beis HaMikdash, there's persecution, that's called tzom. When there is a Beis HaMikdash, and there is no persecution, that's called sasain. What about if you're somewhere in between? Now that's very, very difficult to define what's called in between. So some want to say is today. Today is in between. Right? Today there is no Beis HaMikdash, but you can't say that the Jews are persecuted on a major scale relative to the types of persecution we experienced in history. So this is what's called rot. So in such a situation where it's not tzoyim, and it's not sasen v'simcha, it's somewhere in between. Here, it's up to the tzibur to decide what they want to do. If you want to fast, fast. If you don't want to fast, don't fast. Now, all of this is subject to interpretation. Does that mean that every individual has a right to make the decision for himself? Or does that mean that the bezin makes a decision? Also, or maybe there are other rules. So he over here writes, he alludes to these three categories. Let's read one more time over here, the words over here. Let's see over here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Ubizman, from the end of the paragraph, before the next simon. Ubizman she'ein shirim b'tzar, at a time when we are not living under with pain, in other words, there's no persecution, then you have an option. What's the option? Rotsu, now he adds here the word roivat sibur. Because once you learn the sugi, you realize Aruch HaShulchan is putting into this Gemara a lot of interpretation every step of the way. Ratzu roiv hatzibur. If the majority of the tzibur is willing to fast, misanin, then everyone in the tzibur has an obligation to follow the roiv. Loi ratzu, if the majority of the tzibur does not want to fast, ein misanin, we do not fast. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, what about today? Bizman hazeh, v'ho'idna, ratzu, the Rabbanon before us in Golos have decided, or the Tzibur decided, Ratzu. Even though we're not under severe persecution, we want to fast. The Kiblu Aleihem L'Hisanos, and we accept it to fast. We were machmir in this regard. Uvi Prat Ata, Aruch HaShulchan writes, and he's talking about over here during the time, I guess, of World War I, or before World War I, during the very difficult time at the 19th century, and the beginning of the 20th century, very, very difficult times in Klal Yisrael, especially in Russia. Uvi Prat Ata, Yesh Tsar. So certainly when he's writing this, Aruch HaShulchan is writing this, there is a lot of turmoil in the world. We do have more of an obligation to fast. Umi kol makom, even though we do so. Now here is where the Rabbanim, they made a pshara. Loi kabalnu aleinu kitayna sibur gomor liyos mafsikin mibo'od yom. They did not makabal 100%. In other words, the way the fast was instituted by the Nevi'im and originally was, all four fast days are exactly the same as Tisha B'Av, which means the fast begins the night before, with sundown, the day before. You're not allowed to wear leather shoes. You're not allowed to smear the body with oil. The chamisha inuyim are usher on a regular fast like they are usher on Tisha B'Av. That's the way it was originally enacted. Being that Bizman Hazeh, we live in times that are somewhere in the middle. It's not a time of persecution, but it's not a time of sason. So we have an option. We can either do zero or 100%. That was really the intent. The intent was either do all or nothing. Along came the Rabbanon, or the Revat Tzibur, and they wanted a pshara. And the pshara is, we're going to fast, but we're not going to fast with the Chamisha Inuyim. We're only going to refrain from eating and drinking, and we're only going to fast from the beginning of the day. We're not going to fast from the night before. That's what was the pshara. And to walk barefoot, these things we did not accept upon ourselves. Ella, b'tesba'ah b'lvad. The only time we accept upon ourselves these things is on tesba'ah. L'fi sha'as tokfu aleinu hatzos, because Tisha B'Av is a very severe day. Many tragedies happen on Tisha B'Av. The einoi toli b'rotzon, and Tisha B'Av is not toli in our will. That it's something which you have no choice. You have to observe no matter what, 100%. Avol sha'ar gimel atzamos oichlim b'layla. We can eat at night. The einoi hagim b'chol achumrois. We're not accustomed to achumrois. Elulis anes meboiker an erev kedin tainis yochid. Like a tainis yochid. Vo'idna b'avonaseinu harabim mezalzlim b'tanisin elu. Unfortunately, we are much too lenient in these fast days. The asidin liten esadin. We're going to be punished. The chol misha who bori, anyone who is healthy. Osir lo lifresh benatzibur the overall mitzvah sase the divrei kabbali. You're not allowed to violate the words of the neviim. V'yaf mishet tzach lechem abnei chul shasa. Even a person who has to, because he's very weak, lo yochal sudasa like the b'chol hayamim. You should not eat like a regular full meal. You should be memayet in what you need, just the bare minimum. Ela machal mamashke lekim guve b'olvad v'chein ono hagim. And that is the custom. So he throws out over here a very powerful yisoid about exactly what is the obligation. The big mystery over here is, what exactly are we doing? I mean, if we're only doing it halfway, we're only doing it two inuim, eating and drinking, and we're not fasting the night before. Is this really a fulfillment of the Dalit Soymais, or is it only migeder minhag? So the truth is, this really is machlekes apoiskim. There are some poskim that take a very hard line, and that's really the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan, is that when Bizman Hazeh we fast on the Dalit Somos, you are being Mekayim, he said it outright, a mitzvah asay of Divrei Kabbalah. And if it's a mitzvah asay of Divrei Kabbalah, whenever you're going to have a shayla, can I break my fast? I'm not feeling well, I have a headache, I have something going on in my life, whatever it is, I don't want to fast. You're going to have a very hard time finding for yourself a heter to not fast on the Dalit Somos, because the Dalit Somos were instituted by the Nevi'im. There are three different tekufos: Tzoim, Sosoin, Ratzu. We're not in the Madrega of Tzoim. We're not in the Madrega of Sosoin. We're somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle, it's the choice of the Tzibor, what they want to do, how they want to do it. And he's taking a very liberal understanding of what it means, Ratzu. And the Aruch HaShulchan is telling us Ratzu applies even Bizman Hazeh, even after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Ratzu never was bottled. This mitzvah of the Medim was never bottled, goes all the way until the time of Mashiach. And therefore, Bizman Hazeh, in the year 2017, when you observe the mitzvah, Shavas V'Tamas, and you're only doing it Achil or Shliach, and only for part of the day, it's still in a gedder of mitzvah Saseh of Medim. And therefore, you're in a lot of trouble if you want to go and be makel on the fast day. However, there's a whole collection of achrayim that disagree with the Aruch HaShulchan. And they're of the opinion that Bizman Hazeh Ratzu doesn't even exist. Because it's either all or nothing. If you're going to do it, you got to do it 100%, which means it's like Tisha B'Av. If you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it. And basically, this Ratzu became bottle, the whole fast of the Nevi'im became bottle with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. When the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Sheni was destroyed, it's over. The Dalit HaNiyos were bottled. It's also part of Megillas Tainis, and Megillas Tainis is bottled. The Nevi'im only enacted the Tainiyos for the Tkufa of the Churban Bayis Rishon until the building of the Bayis Sheni. And the building of the Bayis Sheni was the fulfillment of the Yomim Ha'ev, that these days will be transformed into days of Sosoin V'Simcha. And by extension, it also applies to Yimos HaMashiach. But in this door, for the last 2,000 years, according to many Achrayim, there is no such thing anymore as the Dalid Taniyos. So why do we do it? Minhag. It's not a mitzvah asay from the Nevi'im. It's nothing more than a custom. Since in the time of the Nevi'im, going back the time of the Bayis, end of the Bayis, the time of the Golos, of between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, and during the time of the Bayis Sheni, there were these three tekufos. There was Sasa and the Simcha, and there is Tzoim, and there is Ratzu. The Ratzu was only operational during the time of the Bayis Sheni. once the Bayis Sheni was destroyed, this whole thing became bottle. And the truth is, you don't have to do anything anymore. We only do it Bizman Hazeh. Chazal wanted us to be Mekayim et Midin Minhag Yisrael. L'may Nafkamina. And the person doesn't feel well. It's very easy to find an excuse not to fast on the Dalit Tzomos. And in fact, pretty much, that's the Minhag Olam. The Minhag Olam is people are very, very miserable women. What, no? You don't say people are very minute? Depends where you go. Okay, I shouldn't say that. Depends which group, which way you go. I will say that in Europe, they were very lean in Dalit Tzomos. Right. Extremely lean. They didn't follow the chumras of it could be depending on different places, because also they lived there in such abject poverty, and they were not well, they were not physically well, and therefore there was always a suffix of a magefa and a dever. There's so many problems, so this, you don't have to go and add to the problems and putting yourself in sakana, not eating. But maybe in America we're saying that we've come full circle. We've adopted the shitos of the achronim that say bizman hazeh we mekayim this midin mitzvahs a mitzvah deraisa of the neviim. So these are the yisoidos. Okay, these are the very powerful yisoidos how to view the dalid. That Tishba, by the way, Tishba is an exception. Tishra, no, it's also true. It's not an exception. It's also part of this whole. It's also machlekes. When we observe Tishra B'Av, are we observing it midin mitzvah saseh of the Nevi'im? Or no, it's also a minhag. It's just that Tishra B'Av, it's a stronger minhag. There's much more intensity in the minhag. You don't play games on Tishra B'Av. Tishra B'Av, it's the Dali, the Nut 5, it goes from a night to the next day, and there's no room to be makel. It's just a much more intense minhag. Or no, do we say that it's all part of this concept of it, the mitzvah saseh, the neviim, is still 100% operational ad hayom hazeh? We will makabel it. And the chiddush is, if you want to say that it is a mitzvah saseh, that it's possible for the rabbanon of the previous generations to be makabel only midin ratzu selective aspects of the fast, where you don't have to fast at night. And you don't have to observe the chamisha induim. You're only going to observe the achila and shechus. You can do that. L'chayra, if it's going to be midin, a mitzvah saseh din neviim, it's all or nothing. It's going to be like a Yom Kippur, or it's going to be you don't have to do anything. Who says that you can be mekabel it with a madrega of a mitzvah saseh din neviim, selective parts of the fast, eating, drinking, and only during the day? Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, that's what the Rabbanu can do. It's an assay, it's ratzu, and we do these things. Now, some wanted to ask, I'll just tell you all the stuff I have on, all the material I have on this stuff now. We'll stop a little bit early. Maybe we'll just go do one shot. We'll go until a little bit more, and then we'll stop a little bit early. But I wanted to mention that there were different attempts, different questions posed to Gedolei Yisrael throughout the generations. Why it should become Bizman Hazeh, or at least let's say during the Holocaust, during the Holocaust, or let's say the years leading up to the Holocaust when things are getting very, very, very bad, or let's say during the Khmelnytsky massacres, or during different Tekufas when it was real persecution, so then it should turn into Tzoyim, and then there should be an absolute Chiyuv on Shavasa B'Tamuz to fast the night and the Chamisha Inuyim. So this Shaila was presented to many Gedolei Yisrael, and they all struggle with it. L'cha'oira Bizman Hazeh, if you take the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan, that today, Hayoim, today we'll probably be together, I don't know, someone will tell you that today we'll be together at Tzoyim, right? Because today there are terrible things going on in this world. But let's say you want to be very, very generous, and you want to say that Bizman Hazeh, we are on the Madreg of Ratzu. What about, go back to the time of the Holocaust. Let's say we were living during that time. Would we have been mechuyev then, and people ask the Shalat Rabbanim, because that's a zman of tzoyim, to fast at night, and to fast the chamishim, al-pi halacha. So some said, yeah. Some actually said, yeah, and some did this. But the vast majority of the Gedolei Yisrael, I have told in the Moedim L'Simcha, they said no. They said pretty much, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Iker, we pass like the Shitois, that it's only a minog, and the entire concept of the Dalit Soymos came to an end with the Churban Bayis Sheni, and whatever we're doing b'zman hazeh is only a minog, and being that it's only a minog, even if Rachmana Litzlan, we find ourselves b'zman hazeh in a tekufa of where there is an intense tzoim, you don't have to fast more than just like we do normally, the day and not the day, and you don't have to fast at night, and you don't have to observe the Chamisha Inuy. Okay, now you also mentioned before, what about during the time of the Bayis Rishon, did they fast Tisha B'Av? But during the Bayis Sheni, did they fast on Tisha B'Av? So this ties into this same exact question. In other words, let's say during the time of the Bayis Sheni, there were five major things that were missing. They were missing the Aroin, they were missing the Urim V'Tumim, they were missing the Eish Al HaMizbeach, they were missing the Shechina. Okay, what else were they missing? They were missing major parts of the Shechina, major parts of the Kedusha, the Luchais, that was part of that, was the Aroin. They were missing major things, so it was not exactly the same. So did they observe Tisha B'Av as a way of yearning for the restoration of the full Beis HaMikdash during the Tkufa of the Bayis Sheni? So this, no one knows. Isn't it very strange? We have no record. We have no record. No one came along and wrote down exactly a diary what exactly happened during this period of time. Isn't it amazing? 410 years, and there's absolutely no record of exactly what the Jewish custom was. So it's all about speculation. All the various Rishonim discuss this. And the question really borders on, during the time of the Bayis Sheni, even when everything was good, is that in the geder of Sosoin, or is that in the geder of Ratzu? If we don't have the Shechina, we don't have the Aron, you can't say it's Sosoin. It's at best Ratzu. If it's Ratzu, it depends. There's 410 years of Bayis Sheni, every generation made a decision. Every couple of years, they decide, look, things are pretty good. Baruch Hashem, things we don't have the Shechina. It's not the Bayis Rishon, but things are okay. It's at least Ratzu, and when it's Ratzu, the Gemara says you have a choice. If you want, yes. If you don't want, that. So it could have very well been that each generation they made a decision based upon what they want. Others say no. When there is a Beis HaMikdash and there is no persecution, that automatically upgrades you to the geder of Sosoin, and you're not allowed to fast. It's forbidden to fast. Okay, different approach to understanding what exactly the Tkufa of the Bayis Sheni. And then the sheet of the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam, the Rambam is a little bit vague what the Rambam means. Someone would be mechadish, an incredible chiddush in the Rambam. Half of a fella is that it depends where you lived. In Eretz Yisrael, if you're living in Eretz Yisrael during the Tkuf of the Bayis Sheni, that's called Sosain. And there's no persecution. You're living there okay, in peace, in Eretz Yisrael. That's Sosain. No way are you going to fast in Shavuos and Matamos. The vast majority of Klal Yisrael in the Tkuf of the Bayis Sheni lived in Chutz Li'aretz. They fasted. If you are not living in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot say that you're living in a Tkufa, in a matzav, a situation of sasa. You're at best living rotsu. And if you're in galus, there are grounds that you should fast. So it's an amazing approach in the Rambam, is that the Rambam says it all depends where you live. The concept of rotsu versus sasa depends if you're living in Eretz Yisrael or you're living in Chutz Li'aretz. If you're living in Eretz Yisrael, Shavuos Matamos, it's a yom tif. There's free food. There's a celebration. You're living in Chutz Li'aretz. What are you doing in Chutz Li'aretz? A Jew doesn't belong in Chutz Li'aretz. What are you doing over in Chutz Li'aretz? This is not called Sosain. Are you really secure with your lives? You don't know the goyim will one day come and take everything away. It's together Ratzu. You know you might have to fast. Indeed, during the Bayis Sheni they fasted. So these are three different mahalchim. Three very different mahalchim to answer your question. What did they do during the time of the Bayis Sheni? Did they fast? Did they observe it as day of Yom Tov? So we have to understand the Bayis Sheni was not the Bayis Rishon. We have three different mahalchim. Is the Tkuv of the Bayis Sheni, is this the Klal Yisrael called Sosain, or is it category number two called Ratzu? We have no record of what they did. Rishonim speculate. Some say there's a Beis HaMikdash. That's called Sosin for the Gantz Klal Yisrael. As long as there's no persecution, you're not allowed to fast anywhere in the world. Some say no. If there is the Bayis Sheni, is not the Bayis Rishon. The best of the best. It only can be Begeder Ratzu. If it's going to be Begeder Ratzu, then it's a decision that every generation has to make for themselves if they want to fast or not. And the third approach is how we learn Shah and the Rambam, is that Sosin and Ratzu is not one big halacha for the Gantz Klal Yisrael. We break it up upon region, based upon the region. If you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you Begeder Sosin. You're living in Chutz Yaretz, you Begeder Ratzu. And more noted to say, when you're Chutz Yaretz, Begeder Ratzu, you're going to have to fast. So it's a very interesting idea how you approach it. Very extremely complicated. Shavuos B'Tammuz is an extremely complicated day. It's, you know, Tainus Esther is in a whole different league. Don't confuse the Dalet Tzoymois with Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is a minuk. It's purely a minuk, and there's no makar in a Divrei Hatzamos. Someone has said it's rooted in the Megillah. Divrei Hatzamos v'zak hasam. All right, so then Yenechanami, you might be getting into some issues that it might indeed be Divrei Kabbalah as well. But the day that Tainus Esther should be observed the day before Purim, that's certainly not. Okay, that's also a question, when exactly should Tainus Esther be? It used to be observed not the day before Purim, it was observed after Purim. It was observed, we once learned, spent a lot of time on this, how Tainus Esther evolved. Tainus Esther is in a class by itself. It's not the Dalet Tzoymos. The Dalet Tzoymos of the Chumash Beis HaMikdash. And this is a complex series of questions, what or how it evolved and how we view Bizman HaZeh. And as we said, the major nafkamina is in the approach of being lenient in breaking your fast on Shavuos B'Tammuz with some Gedalia or Asar B'Teves, and has other nafkaminas when it comes to a bris, a bal bris, pidyon haben, someone who's making a private simcha. So how lenient can he be, besides the fact that he was a chayla? He has to make a decision, should he exert himself to observe the fast? Is it a minug or is it a divrei neviim? Divrei neviim, you gotta watch out. A minug, you can be lenient. A bal simcha, someone who's making a simcha on that day is a bal bris. Same question. Someone saw Sheva Brachas. Chas and Kala getting married before Shavuos B'Tammuz, and their Sheva Brachas go into Shavuos B'Tammuz. Do they have to fast on Shavuos B'Tammuz? It's a very tough question. It all borders on, well, how do you observe Shavuos B'Tammuz? Is it midin minog? There's ground to be made. If you learn that it's midin mitzvah say midivrei Kabbalah, sorry, buddy, your private Yom Tov is not going to be doicha the tzara for Klal Yisrael that was sanctioned by the Divrei Neviim. So this is a ongoing debate, yesh v'yesh, and how we look at it. Yeah.
We had that last night.
So that's another sign.
Last night,
the other place come as well. Now you're asking another shayla. You're asking another shayla. It's too late. This question is moot. I wanted to talk about it yesterday. Is that the last night? When does the are you allowed to?
When does 3 weeks?
Yeah, a wedding. Are you allowed to have a wedding which goes into a
night?
Are you allowed to have a Sheva Brachas last night? Are you allowed to shave last night? Are you allowed to engage in different activities? So mitzad echad is a din of the are these things depend on the tainus, or does it depend on the avelos? See, these are the yemei mitzarim. There are two dinim in Shavuos B'Tammuz. There's a din that is a tainus, okay, the tainus, and it also happens to be kol roitfeha hisigua ben hametzarim. So it's the day, the avelos. We mimite in doing activities during the entire 3 week period. The main halachas that we cannot do now until it comes to Tisha B'Av is you may not do anything upon which me'ikar hadin you would be required to make a shachianu. That's pretty much what it all boils down to, right? That's really the main core of the laws of the Bein HaMitzvah until Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Av, then you get much more serious. But the main thing that we restriction between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Rosh Chodesh Av Would you need to make a shachyanu on this? Now, many things b'zman hazeh we anyway don't make a shachyanu because we just don't make shachyanus. But if you would, according to the letter of the law, be required to make a shachyanu, then this activity you should not engage in. Don't buy new clothing. Why not? Because when you buy new clothing, may ikar hadin, you should be making a shachyanu. Do you make a shachyanu when you buy a new suit? Many people don't. They don't make a shachyanu. Why? There are different reasons. But since may ikar hadin, you would be required to do, mamela, you don't do this during the 3 weeks. Okay, to go these type of activities. So therefore, those laws begin based upon the calendar day. So it's the calendar day, it's not relevant to the tainis. Maybe einachinami. The tainis only a minhag. It's not a real tainis. It's only a minhag. So you can be very, very makel. And the tainis only begins in the morning. But so what? The avelos element of the bein amitzah begins based on the calendar day, which began last night. That's the reason why those who are machmir are machmir. Rav Moshe is a tremendous chiddush. Rav Moshe is lenient, and not 100%. He says, but b'shas atchak, you can be makel in all these things. You can say that since the ikur begins at the tainis, and the tainis not only begins until the morning, and the proof is, he says, the proof is that you don't say aneinu at night. In other words, if a person, when you say on Tisha B'Av, do you say when you talk a fast the whole day, do you recite aneinu at night? You don't say it at night. It's machlokes in the Gemara. One opinion says you do say it at night, and one says the reason why we don't is because we may come to eat. So you don't be a liar. So you don't say aneinu until you get to the end. You don't say aneinu, you don't say shachas either, because who knows if we'll make it to mincha without the temptation to eat. So you can't, we don't say aneinu until, but me'ikar, but let's talk about me'ikar hadin. So many of you shouldn't say me'ikar hadin, you really should be saying aneinu at night. If that's the case, then you should not allow to have, the tainus begins at night, and you're not allowed to do anything at night, midin da tainus. But since halacha lemaisa, we paskin that you don't say aneinu at night, period, bechlal not, so that shows that there's no tainus at night, no tainus at night, so b'dieven, you can do the activities even at night.
How is b'dieven a wedding, which is planned in advance?
No, so basically, the wedding, because there's no avelus at night. Since the fast day, you can't get a hall. You can't get a hall. Let's say it's just very hard. You know, in Brooklyn, people have a problem. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of weddings, and there are not that many inexpensive venues to have the wedding. Right. And also to travel, to be matriarch people to travel the long distances to a place. There are many factors which go into planning a wedding, and the only place that you can get is yesterday 6 o'clock wedding. What's so bad? It's not shki until it doesn't get dark until 8:30. So the wedding will start 6 o'clock. So new the dancing will go into 8:30, 9, 10, 11 o'clock. You'll save yourself a good $20,000. You won't inconvenience the entire family to run to go who knows to go where. So that's a very legitimate. It's a very legitimate. Thing to take into consideration, is it really awesome? So we live in a very firm world today, so probably people, they don't want to do it, right? I would imagine they want to do it. But years ago, people didn't even think twice, right? People didn't think, it wasn't such a big deal years ago. Today, you know, Baruch Hashem.
So that's a different world. She, does it tell us the next day, she grew up in Rav Soloveitchik, is he?
What do you say? You're not allowed to do it. Because it's a din in the Yimei HaMetzarim. It's not a din in the Tainus. It's not in the tainus. The tainus is the tainus. Ein achanami. It starts tomorrow. But the Yimei HaMetzarim begin with the calendar day. Rav Moshe seems to hold that the Yimei HaMetzarim begin with the tainus. You gotta jump start. The Yimei HaMetzarim don't start on its own. You gotta jump start the Yimei HaMetzarim. And the way you jump start it is by fasting. If you're not, so when does the fast begin? The fast begins in the morning. Memela. Good morning, how are you? It's good to see you here, back up here. So this is the machlokes. Like I said, what do people do today? I don't know. Yesh v'yesh, depends on the... So you went somewhere last night? You went to a wedding last night?
Of course.
You went to a wedding last night?
Of course.
Oh, so they did have weddings, okay. If you're invited, you can certainly go. If the question is, if you want to make the wedding, okay, so that already you have to decide on your own. But if someone invites you, there's no shiloh, you can go.
Right.
Yesha. Rabbi Frayn said on the tape that he has a bench that says Shavasim Atamas on it.
What?
That Rabbi Frayn said on a tape once that he had a bench that said the Shavasim Atamas on it.
Oh, the wedding. The wedding.
Yeah.
It's more of a problem to actually start. Let's say the wedding is first going to begin 9 o'clock. That's already a bit more of a, because you're already beginning the simcha at the time of the avelus of Yimei HaMitzvah. That's another madrega. These all gray matter areas. Okay, how do you look at all these things? Okay, now once we're talking, so let me just talk to you a few more minutes and we'll start. I'll tell you a couple of little yisoides about Shavuos and Hamas. About 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and we'll stop. Some nice ideas, a little machshav, a little drush. Again, everything here from the Sefer Mo'adim